right now we're going to start the morning, and we couldn't start it better on a Sunday morning with hymn lining with Troy Damps, one of our Florida Folk Heritage Award winners, Frank Spaulding, Eddie Banks, James Robinson. They've all worked with Mr. Demps, and they all work together very, very well to do this great tradition. And I want you to know that this is a tradition that sort of arose in areas where there was a lot of agriculture, a lot of rural areas, and that all of these gentlemen have come from families that were involved in agriculture, and this way of singing fit into their communities and their lives and their history. And I'm hoping they're going to talk a little bit about that. They're all from slightly different places and backgrounds, and I think you might like to know a little bit about that. So now I'll introduce Mr. Demps to introduce the rest of the group.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming out this morning. And I will introduce the rest of the group. On my left, that's Frank Spaulding. And this gentleman right here, that's Jane Robinson. And this is Eddie Banks. I am the state master artist, that's what they call me. And we are the African American Hymnliners. Check, 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 check. And we're coming to you this morning with a little information about tradition and a little information about our hymn writer that we are singing their hymns. And also, I'm from Live Oak, just down the road. We farmed down there for quite a few years. Only we didn't call it agriculture. We were farmers. We weren't agriculture people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean. And then I left there, and we went to Plant City. Went back to Plant City. I was born in Plant City. We left Plant City and went to Live Oak. And so that's where we are. And this is Frank Spaulding, and he's from a farm in Georgia. And James Robinson,
from Madison.
He's from Madison, right down the road again. He's a farm boy. If you don't believe it, look at him.
Dressed off a nice room.
And that is Eddie Bank. He's from a farm in Georgia.
He's your man, yeah.
And they will tell you a little about themselves as we go along. And now, we would like to take you back to the old landmark. We are trying to preserve tradition that is fading away and dying. And the Florida Folk Life gave us an opportunity to come here every year. And during the year, we go and give workshops, trying to preserve tradition of hymn lining. And I would get into it, but I don't want to say something that these fellas have in their mind to say. So I'll leave it up to them. But our first hymn liner today will be Eddie Banks.
Amen. Amen.
Let us all go back.
Okay, we're going to start off, like Brother Demp was saying, we're going back. I mean, we're going back to our roots. Part of our rooster, back as far as I can, at least as far as I can remember, you know. And so we're going to sing this old song, Let Us All Go Back to the Old Landmark. It's the way the African Americans sang it in their time, you know, and we still trying to, it was how we sang it this way too, okay? Now let us all go back to the old
landmark.
Oh, let us all
go back
to the old
landmark.
Now let us all
go back.
Back to the
old landmark
and
stay in the service of the Lord.
Now let us all
go back.
Back to the
old landmark.
Oh, let us
all go back.
Back to the
old landmark.
Now let us
all go back.
Back to the
old landmark.
And
stay in the service of the Lord.
Now let us pray.
Pray and pray.
In the old
time way,
where preachers preach,
preach the word.
In the
old time way,
now preachers preach,
preach the word.
In the
old time way,
and
stay in the service of the Lord.
Now let us
kneel and pray.
In the
old time way,
oh, let us
kneel and pray.
In the
old time way,
now let us
kneel and pray.
In the
old time way,
and
stay in the service of the Lord.
Amen. 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 You know, that's what they sang back in the old days, because there wasn't no instruments. Didn't have to worry about putting the tunes together, harmonizing, just sing. Just let it come out. Just feel the Holy Spirit, let it all come out. And so we're going to continue on. At this time, we're going to sing our first hymn, hymn number 66, a Common Meter hymn. This hymn was written by Dr. Isaac Watts. And just a little bit about Dr. Watts. I'm quite sure that you all know him. And he was born in Southampton, England. He is called the father of hymnologists. And he was a very sick young man. He wrote over 600 songs. And this is one of the songs he wrote, God of Help. Oh God, our help in ages past. Our shelter from the storm of blast, and our earthly home. Beneath the shadows of the throne, the saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient in thine arms alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, our earth received her frame. From everlasting, though of God, to endless years the same. O God, our help in ages past, I hope for years to come. Be thou our God while trouble lasts, and our eternal home. That's one of his songs that he wrote. and he loved to write songs for children. And there's so much I can say about Dr. Watts, but I'm gonna move on for the sake of time, and let us oh God,
true.
stop right there, because, amen, one thing about hymn lighting, when I said comma meter, it's another way I'm supposed to start that song off. And you got comma meter hymns, you got short meter hymns, and you got long meter hymns. And so I started off in a short meter, but I need to go back and start off in a long meter.
Yeah.
Now, when we ever have a workshop, I can explain that to you sometime, but my master over there, he can do it. He can tell you like, what that's all about. Oh, God, defense is true. The sufficient is thine arms alone, and our eternal sake of time.
Amen. Amen. Our next hymn, well, as the master said, I'm from Georgia, and where I came from, we didn't have farms, because I live right near the Atlantic Ocean, and we did mostly seafood.
Mm-hmm.
All the men around my area, shrimp fish. But we all had 1 to 2, 3, no more than 20 acres. Anybody that had 20 acres, they were considered farmers.
Mm-hmm.
But we had what you call a garden, okay? And we would raise, our crop, and we would share with all our neighbors. Everybody shared with each other. So that's what we did where I'm from. Anyway, our next hymn is written by Mr. Hortez Bonner. He was Scottish. He was born in 1808 and he died in 1898. He wrote over 600 songs. However, only 100 of those songs that he wrote is now in, is active. Okay, so, but his masterpiece is what we're going to sing for you this morning. I've heard the voice of Jesus say. And each one of these authors, hymn line, when they wrote these hymns, they all wrote these hymns out of the Bible. Now, you find this hymn, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, you find it in Matthew, the 11th chapter, and the 20th verse. Also, John, the 4th chapter, and the 14th verse. And John, the 8th chapter, and the 12th verse. All these songs were written and came out of the Bible. And each one of these authors, they were preachers. Every one of them were preachers.
I don't need to say
and that would make it so
you
unique.
Need to say
if you really, you know, get into hymnline. Okay? So we're gonna start off. It's a common meter D. And it says, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that living, life-giving dream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. This is called a call and response. I will call and we will sing. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad.
I came to Jesus as I was,
I found
in him a resting place, and he has made me
say, behold, I freely give.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely
down and drink and live.
The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink
of that life-giving stream.
I came to Jesus, and I drink all that lies here. That stream
was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in Him.
My soul. My soul revived, and now I live in
Him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light.
I heard the look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be. I look to Jesus, and I found in Him my star, my sun.
Till traveling days are done.
So in the life I'll walk till traveling days are.
Now for our last hymn, since time is getting short, we're just going to go ahead and line our hymn and sing it for you. Our hymn is 492. It's a common meter. And it goes like this, the word, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believe. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found. Mm-hmm. Was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now
grace that taught my heart to fear, mm-hmm. and grace my fear relieved.
T'was grace that taught my heart to
that grace appear, the hour I first believe.
How precious did that grace appear the
snares, mm-hmm. I have already come
through many dangers, trials and snares.
Safe thus far, and grace will lead me on.
Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me.
There, uh-huh. 10,000 years,
well,
bright shining as the sun.
When we've been there, 10,000 years, bright shining as the
days to sing God praise until we first begun.
We'll know less days to sing God's praise, and when we
Thank you. We have one more hymn. However many Tina wanted to sing, and this I want the men especially to listen to. This is a hymn by Horatio Bonar, and it deals with, especially if you were a farmer. It says, in so many words, I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. I did not love my shepherd's voice. I would not be controlled. I was a wayward child. If you was a farm boy, hit your mind sometime. I did not love my home. I did not love my father's voice. I loved the far to roam. The shepherd sought his sheep. The father sought his child. He followed me over vale and hill, over desert, waste and wild. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. I did not love my shepherd's voice. I would not be controlled. I was a wandering sheep. I would not be controlled.
That I washed me.
that sought the lost, that found the wandering sheep.
'Twas he that saw the
tis he that still does keep.
'Twas he that brought me through the fold. Tis he that still
sheep, I love to be controlled.
No more a wandering sheep.
Shepherd voice, I love the peaceful fold.
I love my shepherd voice. I love the
child, I seek no more to roam.
No more away. What child, I seek no more to.
state's treasures, every one of them. Troy Demps, Frank Spaulding, James Robinson, and Eddie Banks. They're wonderful. There's no one else like them. All right, now